بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We're currently doing a chapter. The chapter heading or the chapter title is quite long, but it has a lot of lessons for us in it, so we'll repeat it, inshallah. The chapter on the desirability of giving preference to the right in all matters of honor, such as wudu, ghusl, tayammum, wearing clothing, shoes, leather socks, etc. What is meant by this? That giving preference to the right in all matters, where a person has got a choice of using, starting on the right hand side, or using the right hand, or using the right foot, for example, when entering, or when wearing the shoes, etc., or when using the right hand in, for example, wudu, starting with the right, starting with making ghusl, tayammum. These are all such things of honor, such things of nobility, wearing one's clothing, wearing one's shoes, wearing that mozas, the leather socks, or even normal socks, wearing one's lower garment, in other words, one's trousers, entering the masjid. Now, which leg should I enter the masjid? I'm going into a place of honor, so here I use the right foot to enter, using the miswak, applying surma. When you say using the miswak, I can start with the left-hand side of my mouth first, or I can start with the right-hand side. So when I'm using the miswak, I start with the right-hand side. Surma, Allah Ta'ala has given me two eyes. I can start with the left-hand side or I can start with the right-hand side. I'm doing something that is a sunnah, something that is honorable. So therefore, I start with the right-hand side. Cutting off the nails. I got two hands. I can start with the left hand or I can start with the right hand. I'm doing something that is good, something that is sunnah. So therefore, I'm starting with the right-hand side. Like that, trimming the mustache, starting from the right, moving towards the left. Removing of the underarm hair. Allah Ta'ala has given me two arms. I can start from the right or the left. Here I'm starting with the right. So shaving of the hair. Person is starting, cutting his head. He can start from the right. He can start from the left. Which side does he start from? He starts from the right hand side. Person making salam after salah, we notice. It's something that is part of our deen, something of sharia. So we're giving preference to the right hand side. Eating, like that, I eat with the right hand instead of the left hand. Drinking, I use the right hand to drink. Shaking hands, again, yeah, we explained that the person has got few people to meet. Which side does he start with? He starts with the people on the right-hand side. Going on, istilam of Hajarul Aswad, person is coming from the right-hand side. Emerging from the toilet, person comes out with the right foot. Why? We explained that he's coming out from a dirty place. He's coming to a place that is more honorable, which is out of the toilet. So now he's coming in with the right foot out of the toilet. Receiving something, giving something gives you the right hand, and the desirability, the preferability of giving preference to the left. When do we give preference to the left? There are times where we will give preference to the left also in Shariat, is when we're doing anything that is not undesirable, something that is not so clean, such as cleaning the nose. Now we'll use the left hand to clean the nose. Person is spitting, he spits on the left hand side. This is not something that is very desirable, not something that is very honorable, so he does it on the left-hand side. Entering the toilet, person is going to the toilet, he's leaving, or he's going into a place that is not so honorable, from a place that is more honorable, meaning out of the toilet, now he's going into the toilet, he's using the left foot. Emerging from the masjid, the person now is leaving the masjid, which foot does he use? He uses the right foot. Here, the person is removing that socks, the leather socks he had, or the sock that he had, he's removing it now, which when he's removing it, he's removing with the left. Like that, removing the shoes, remove with the left first. Removing the lower garment, now he removes the left. Removing the clothing, remove the left first. Purification, after relieving oneself, a person is making istinja in the toilet. Which hand does he use to clean himself? He uses the left hand. And then cleaning of dirty objects. Anything that is dirty, a person is cleaning it. It's not so clean. A person is cleaning some dirt. He uses his left hand. Here we explain the beauty, one of the hikmats and the wisdom is that this is a high level of hygiene that is taught to us in our Shariat, without us even recognizing and realizing it. Our right hand is being used all the time for things that are clean, and the left hand is used for things that are dirty. Automatically we are separating our hands. Look at the high level of hygiene that Shariat has taught us, over and above everything else that we do. The fact that we even shown which hand to use for what things, this is a sign that this deen is such a deen, that is a deen that is divine from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One other thing we explain when it comes to mustahab acts and adab, Allah Ta'ala has made it such that it is the first level of security that a person has. Shaitan doesn't strike directly onto a person's iman like that. It's hard. Like a person wants to rob, some thieves want to rob a person's house. The first level of security that they have to break through is the front gate of the person. First level of security they have to break through to get into that yard is that gate that person has got. If that gate is open, the person doesn't have a gate, access becomes very easy into that yard. Now they have to break through the second level of security, which will be the gate of the house or the front door. But already they got into the yard because that first level of security was not there. So Allah Ta'ala has made it such when it comes to adab, etiquette, etiquette of eating, etiquette of using the toilet, etiquette of entering the masjid, etiquette of wearing the clothes, etiquette of wearing the shoes, etiquette for everything. When a person is observing etiquette, he got a first level of security. And he's got a strong level of security. And the person that looks after this level of security, already it is hard for shaitan to start attacking him. So although we're thinking that it's a small thing, the way I'm speaking, the way I'm greeting, the way I'm conducting myself, I'm being punctual about what things I'm supposed to be punctual. For example, it's the time of talim, and the mashura has decided talim will take place at 10 o'clock or at 10:30. I'm punctual, I'm there before time, I'm not there after time. All these things form adab, they form the first level of security that Allah Ta'ala has given a person. Once shaitan attacks this, then he attacks the next level. From mustahab, which is the first level of security, he attacks a person's sunnat ghayr mu'akkada. It's only sunnat of asr, why you want to read it? Only the sunnat of isha namaz, why you want to read it? So he attacks these things, sunnat ghayr mu'akkada. Once he gets that out of the way, then he starts attacking a person. Sunnat mu'akkada, person will read namaz and then he won't even worry about the sunnat. Those important sunnat will also start leaving his life. Then shaitan now attacks the next one. Slowly wajibat will come out of a person's life. And before he knows it, fara'id is already out of his life. And now his iman is at stake. But step by step, barrier by barrier, this is the way shaitan works. So the first level that we got is this level of etiquette, mustahab, adab. That's things we should look after. Be very, very careful. One, as I mentioned, that a person is careful about his time. Like that, he's careful about the place that he is in. I mean the masjid. I mean the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can't talk those things in the masjid, those things that I talk outside, because of etiquette, adab. This is the house of Allah Ta'ala. I can't be playing with my phone, using my phone in the masjid, doing worldly affairs, getting involved in watching the news and watching this clip and that clip in the masjid. Why? Because this is the adab and the etiquette of the masjid. I have to respect the masjid. So the person is careful about the place that he is in. So one is what he does. The person is careful about the place that he is. The other thing that the person is careful about is the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. It is the time of tahajjud. Am I reading my tahajjud salat? Is it the time of ishraq? Am I reading my ishraq salat? It's the time of chas. Am I reading my chas salam? Salat. Is it time of awabin? Am I careful about my awabin? So a person is careful about these things. So he has a high level of commitment. He's committed to what he's doing. Person is out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm committed to do whatever I'm supposed to do. I've got that commitment. And that commitment must be what? Love. I'm doing it with love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person loves somebody, when a person loves something or loves a sport, you don't have to tell a person, give him too much encouragement, let's go play, or let's go here with this thing you like. Automatically the person is ready. Anytime he's ready. So like that, for the sake of deen, for the sake of amal, for the sake of tilawat of Quran, for zikr, for obedience to the Amir, for doing the amal out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should do it with love. And this should be our occupation. In other words, this is now when we are out at home, when a person is at home, his occupation is to go to work at 8 o'clock, come back at 5 o'clock, then he's got other things that he does. That is his occupation. He knows that he's booked out for that period. He has to go to work. Our occupation whilst out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the amal of deen. Are we occupied? Have we taken this really as my occupation, that I have to do it and do it with that level of commitment? The next thing ulama explain is we have to have value. We value everything. We value our parents, we value our ustads, we value our seniors, we value our youth, we value our friends, we value the water that Allah Ta'ala has given us. We don't waste water. We are careful irrespective of where we are. Even Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that beware of wastage, even if you are at a flowing river. At a flowing river, how much water can a person waste? But even at that point also, don't waste water. So a person values every single thing. He's appreciative. He's appreciative of his money. He's appreciative of his time. He's appreciative of this body that Allah Ta'ala has given him. He takes care of his health. He doesn't eat any junk. He doesn't overdo anything as far as his body is concerned, so that he causes harm to his body. A person is very, very careful that he values even this body that Allah Ta'ala has given him. Like that he values his parents, he values his friends, and he values the people around. Every Muslim is valued. The person values the Quran Sharif, the person values the tasbih, the person values the desk where the Quran is kept on, he values the carpets, everything a person is careful of. Next thing ulama explain is that the person doesn't have any expectation in anybody. Anybody, we don't have expectation. Our expectation is only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anbiya alayhi salam, when they would give da'wah to the people, they would tell them, لا نسألكم عليه أجرا, that we don't ask you for any type of reward. إن أجري إلا على الله, my reward is only with Allah. The person doesn't have any expectation in anyone, he won't have any disappointment. Disappointment only comes about when a person has got expectations in people, expectation in this friend, expectation in that sati. We don't have expectation in anybody, we have expectation in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. When a person has commitment, he has love, he makes deen and he makes the effort of deen his occupation, a person values every second. You won't find a person wasting time. You won't find a person sitting in front of the TV and watching sports. You won't find a person watching videos. You won't find a person taking photograph. He knows that these things are not permissible. He's careful about everything and he puts his expectation in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he values everything that Allah ta'ala has given him. He does it with love. It has a different flavor. It has a different color. It has a different feeling. Even that going out in the path of Allah is a different affair altogether. Why he's doing it differently. A person is going to the masjid, even that he'll find will be a different, have a different effect compared to one that just does it as a burden. It's a burden. I'm going to the masjid, I have to read salah, I have to go out in the path, it's a burden. That a person will have very, very little effect. But when a person does it with that love, with that ambition, not ambition, but with that passion, that I'm doing it for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, Allah must accept it. So he does everything properly with the usools, with the adab and with the etiquette. One other thing that we learn from this hadith is that Shariat is teaching us to keep an active mind. Our mind must be active. Like how to keep the body active, we have to be active, physically active to keep the body active. To keep the mind active, we've got to be thinking all the time. I'm going out, which foot I'm going out? Which foot I wear my shoes? We explain that a person should wear his shoes with the right foot. Taking out his shoes, he's taking it out with the left foot. Active mind, I'm going to the toilet, which foot I go in? Which foot I come out? Which direction am I sitting? Like that the person is coming out, starting his wudu after the toilet. Now he's careful which side I'm starting. So Shariat is teaching us to train this mind, to keep an active mind. Not like how the kuffara, they just do anything. Whatever they feel like doing it, how they feel like doing it. In the toilet, you use a urinal stand, no direction, nothing to read, anywhere, anytime. We are not like that. We are taught to have an active mind, to be continuously thinking. When a person has got an active mind, one thing that will happen is he'll have akhirat in front of him all the time. All the time he's thinking that akhirat is in front of me. There's a journey that I'm going towards. There's a destination that I'm heading towards. Any time I can reach that destination, he's careful, his mind is active. You think this person will go into sin. He won't go into sin. Why? He's already training his mind with simple adab and etiquette, mustahabbat, to think. So all the time he's thinking about that ultimate destination and he's careful of what he does. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursalin.